Julie Zikafoos reads from her book, Letters from Eden.
Summer is waning. Cicadas are playing their lazy saws in the close, humid afternoons. My father always said that that meant it was time to go back to school. The phrase still sends a chilly ripple through my psyche.
Zikafoos is an illustrator, author, and naturalist, and a frequent contributor to National Public Radio. She's in Wausau this weekend for the kickoff of the Lee Auckie Woodson Museum's annual Birds in Art exhibit. Zikafoos says she gets her inspiration from her own backyard, an 80-acre nature sanctuary in southern Ohio.
When I go outside, I get in a completely different zone than I'm in when I'm sitting in front of my stupid computer. I think that's what the woods does for me. I can think bigger thoughts than I can think when I'm distracted by 20 different things at my desk.
Zikafoos decries what she calls the nature deficit disorder of modern Americans, which she blames on a culture of computers, video games, and television.
When I was a kid, you know, we just had the little black and white snowy box, and my mother would say, go outside to play, and that would be it.
She says today's parents also need to go outside to play.
I have people say to me, you know, I don't get out of my cubicle for weeks at a time, and I think, you poor thing, that means your priorities aren't straight. You've got to get yourself out, because you can't complain about having no connection with nature if you never even put on a hiking boot.
Julie Zikafoos will be reading from her book, International Public Radio Stories, this Sunday afternoon at Wausau's Woodson Art Museum. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.